Hello and welcome to this episode of the Makeover Your Marriage podcast. My name is Rachel Jenks and I help women fix their marriage and avoid divorce. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Today we're going to talk about gaslighting. It's kind of a popular word along with the word narcissist that I see a lot on social media. A lot of people that comment on my TikTok videos, a lot of the people that come to me as clients, we talk about gaslighting and narcissists. And gaslighting is a popular word, and I hear my kids talk about it from time to time, and they'll say, oh, you're just gaslighting me. And if you're not sure what gaslighting is, I'm going to give you kind of my little definition of it. I went online and Googled it and checked out quite a few articles about it. I also, a few years ago when I first started diving into this work, I read or listened to a very, very good book. I cannot find it or remember what the name of it was, but it was about gaslighting. And basically, it came from a movie. If you're ever bored or looking for something to watch, you can watch this movie. I haven't watched it yet. It's on my bucket list, but it's about gaslighting. And I can't remember the name of the movie anymore, but I will put it in the show notes if I remember. Anyway, it's about gaslighting. And basically, it is the idea that one person is manipulating someone else into questioning their own sanity or powers of reasoning. And in this movie, what happened was that the person, I think it was the man, was gaslighting the woman. And basically he had her like convinced that like the lights were blinking, even though they weren't, and just had her like starting to really question her own sanity and her own self and the things that she thought and believed. And this happens in relationships, right? You've maybe been in this type of relationship, or maybe you are now, where one spouse is gaslighting the other person. And it's basically very damaging to the person that is being gaslighted, of course, because they start really questioning whether or not they are sane or what they're thinking is right. So there's a lot of different things that a gaslighting person might say to another person in order to convince them that they have like no idea what they're talking about or that they're crazy. And what it does is it eventually breaks down the gaslightee, the person being gaslighted. It eventually breaks them down to such a point that they no longer believe themselves. They don't trust themselves. It ruins their self-esteem, their self-worth. And of course, it makes it a lot easier for the person doing the gaslighting to control them. This is kind of the outcome that happens. And so some of the things that a gaslighter may say is, let's say there was a situation use the word husband as the gaslighter, just because I'm a wife and I'm focusing on helping the wife get out of this situation. So the husband is gaslighting the wife, and maybe they're having a fight about something, or the wife confronts the husband about something that she saw, and he says, well, that never happened, right? I don't know what you're talking about. That never happened. Or you're crazy, and other people think you're crazy too. Or maybe they might say something like, you're just trying to confuse me. You aren't making any sense. And on their face, these words aren't that bad, right? It isn't that bad. But what happens is over time, it starts to wear away at the wife's belief about herself and the belief of what's real and what's happening. And more she doubts herself, the more she believes the gaslighter. And now she's able to be controlled by the gaslighter. So that's kind of how the process works. And there's a lot of different things that a person might say. I found my son one day, I'm trying to remember what he was trying to accuse me of doing. And I realized after I kept arguing with him that he was doing it on purpose to try to see how pissed off he could make me. And all of a sudden, right away, I was like, all right, I'm done arguing with him. But he was trying to gaslight me, not trying to control me, but he just was arguing with me for the sake of arguing. And that's what a gaslighter does, because eventually they can wear that other person down. And so like, what do you do? Like, how do you stop it? And the way to stop it is kind of interesting. If you go online and Google it, as I was Googling and doing some research for this episode, a lot of the articles I talked about that I read basically said, like, you need to leave the gaslighter. Like, you cannot get out of that. That person's evil. They're awful. Like, you're not going to be able to get out of that situation. And while it may be true and valid that getting out of the relationship is a way to end the gaslighting, you're not with the person anymore. When I work with my clients, a lot of them, when I talk to them, they don't know why they want to stay in the marriage, but they do. They want to stay in the marriage and they want to fix it. And so we work on fixing it. And so if gaslighting involves one person, again, we'll say the husband in this example, questioning the other person or making them think that they're crazy, the emphasis or what the gaslighter is doing is trying to make the other person crazy. So can't the other person, in this case, the wife, can't she stop that, right? So I coach, and the way that you, when you listen to all of my social media information or anywhere I'm talking about, I preach on the fact that nobody can make you think or feel anything. It is up to you. I'm talking to you, wife, to decide what you want to think or feel about what the gaslighter is saying to you. So if you're listening to this episode, it may be because you like listening to these episodes, or you're not sure what gaslighting is, or maybe you are being gaslighted. And if you are being gaslighted, I am here to tell you that he can't make you feel or do anything. He can't make you think anything. He can't make you do anything, right? It's up to you to decide what that looks like. So if a gaslighter works its magic by making you question yourself, it's time to stop questioning yourself. If the gaslighter works at its magic by making you think you're crazy, it's time for you to stop thinking you're crazy. And I know right now you're like, yeah, I don't know, man, the damage is done. It's been like years of this. I can't get out of it. I am also here to tell you that it is possible to get out of it. If you listen to my episode from last week, I talk about undoing damage. So that would be very helpful to go back and listen to if you're just sure that the damage has been done and you can't fix it, because you can fix it. And when it comes to gaslighting, you can stop that as well. And as soon as you take ownership for your thoughts and feelings, you can stop a gaslighter dead in their tracks, right? So what does that look like? What does that mean? So the gaslighter comes to you, or maybe you've gone to the gaslighter and say, like, I am really bothered by how you were talking to that other woman. I felt like you were flirty. I felt maybe uncomfortable. I feel very jealous about it. Okay. Now, in my coaching, I also preach a lot about what do you need to go to your spouse and talk to about. And that's a whole nother episode, right? So we're not going to get into that right now, because I would probably actually coach you on not having that conversation, but that's another episode. But let's say you go to your spouse and you say, like, I was really uncomfortable with how you were talking to that woman. It just made me feel like kind of icky. I feel really jealous, all the things, right? And he comes back to you with you're crazy. Nobody else would think that. Like, you have no idea what you're talking about. I can't even believe you would talk to me about that. You know, that's just nonsense. You're listening to your friend, all those things. You get to decide in that moment when he says those things, what you want to think and feel. You can decide to think, well, gosh, he's right. Maybe I am crazy. Maybe he's not like having an inappropriate conversation or anything with that woman. Like, I am crazy, right? Or you can decide to think, you know what? I'm not crazy. I am building up my strength and resilience by listening to all these amazing podcast episodes, and I'm not crazy. I know what I saw. I know what I want to believe and think about what I saw, and I'm going to take a different action because of it. Because he can't make you feel or think anything, right? You get to decide how you want to think and feel about what he's saying to you. And once you do that, now you are empowered. And I'm going to do another episode here in a couple of weeks about being empowered about what's happening in your marriage or in your life and being able to take control. But I'll touch on it right now. As long as you allow him to help decide how you think or feel, as long as you blame him for how you think or feel, you're never going to be able to fix it. But as soon as you take your power back and you decide, wait a minute here, I can decide how I want to think or feel about what I saw, and this is what I think or feel. I don't care about his opinion. I don't care what his friends say. I don't care what the internet says. I only care about what I think or feel about what I saw, and this is what I choose to believe. I choose to believe that it was an inappropriate conversation. Now, you get to decide what you want to do with that information going forward, and that's also another episode of the podcast, but you get to decide. And as soon as you decide that you're not going to let him make you feel crazy, or like you don't know what you saw, or that you lost your sanity, or that you're over jealous, or you worry too much, or whatever it is, as soon as you decide you're not going to believe any of that crap, now you have empowered yourself to make positive changes in your relationship. And at the same time, you may empower yourself to just leave the damn thing, because you don't want to have that type of questioning going on about what you are thinking or feeling or saying. Again, whole other episode. But for now, I want you to remind yourself that if you are being gaslighted, if what is happening to you is what I described at the beginning of the podcast, or what you're seeing in the movies, or what you read on the internet, you don't have to be gaslit or gaslighted, whatever the correct word is there. You get to stop it. You get to decide. So in the case with my son that day when he was trying to like convince me that I was slow, right? And I like do not take kindly to that. My husband has said this to me before too, that I dawdle. I think like I'm like the fastest walker, talker, doer in the world. And I've always got a goal and I always have a plan. So when somebody tells me that I'm slow or that I'm dawdling, that pisses me off. And I argue. I just want to argue back with my husband, or my son was trying to tell me that last night, that night when we were making dinner, that I was dawdling. And I argued with him and I found myself getting really mad and full of rage and all these things, and was like, I'm not slow, and defending myself. And when I realized what he was doing was just arguing with me for the sake of arguing, probably to see how pissed off I'd get, I stopped. I was like, you know what? Fine. Believe it. Because it doesn't matter what he believes. It doesn't matter if my son thinks I'm slow. It doesn't matter if your husband thinks that you're jealous, or that you, you know, read too much on the internet or whatever. It gets, what he thinks doesn't matter. If you think you're not a toddler and you think that what you saw is real, that is what matters. And as soon as you take control of that and you stop arguing, you stop responding to the gaslighting. So that's what you got to do. You stop responding. You stop arguing. You decide to think and feel what you want to think and feel, regardless of what he thinks and feels. You can get on the road to actually stopping the gaslighting. I know it sounds crazy. And this is why when I read articles where they say, you got to leave the gaslighter, this is abusive, you got to get out of there, I disagree 100%, because you can stop the gaslighting by not arguing, by not engaging, by not fighting back and resisting. Just like with a toddler, if your toddler's having a temper tantrum, like, the worst thing you can do is start arguing and engaging with them. You just ignore it. And eventually they stop, and eventually they grow up and they stop doing the temper tantrums. So if somebody is gaslighting you, number one, you have the power to stop it. Number two, you have the power to decide what you think and feel. And number three, don't resist it. Don't argue with it. Just say, yep, okay, fine, whatever, and walk away. That is how you stop a gaslighter in their tracks. You do not engage, right? Now they might get pissed and angry because you're not arguing with them anymore. That too shall pass. And I promise you, you can rebuild a relationship even if it has been built on gaslighting. All right. So I hope this was helpful for you today. If you have any questions about gaslighting, or you just want to chat about it, or you want some support with it, or you're interested in coaching to help you overcome the gaslighting and the other types of abuse in your marriage, not physical. Again, I always stay away from physical abuse. My advice there is to get out of it. You can reach out to me. My email address is info@racheljenks.com. You can also head over to racheljenks.com/podcast. And that is where you are going to find this podcast episode and a ton of other resources to help you. You'll also find my Can This Marriage Be Saved quiz as well. Answer those questions and you can get a response back about whether your marriage is savable. All sorts of resources, but you got to go to racheljenks.com/podcast. And I got you. And remember, you can stop a gaslighter. All you got to do is follow the steps I outlined in this podcast. Have a fabulous rest of your day. Bye-bye.